Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
This is today that the Lord hath made. and I choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. You are listening to the Hour of Power. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am the pastor of Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center, which is located in this beautiful city. We're excited about the Word of God today and every day. Why? Why are you excited by the day, Dr. McCoy? We are excited because the Word of God brings illumination. It gives us a greater chance to live this life that we can live again. I'm excited about the Word of God because it is a lamp unto my feet, and it is a light unto my pathway. And the Word of God said, for thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against thee. This morning, we're getting ready to speak to you from the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God. No, not from the Red Book, not from Oprah magazine, not from the Times Union, not from your favorite journal, but we're coming from the Word of God. And it is going to be found today in Acts, the 5th chapter, beginning at that 17th verse. And it reads, then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison door and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they had heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with them, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We praise you, God. We magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet, and your word is a light unto my pathway. And God, that word how we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Lord, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the written word today. We thank you, Father, for the word of God that will change trillions of lives. Father, I ask thee, God, to open the heart of the people. Let their ears be able to hear what you have for them on today. And this I will glorify and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Today, if I would use as a topic, I would use be bold and be strong. The Lord your God is with you. When we began to look at the Word of God, and it has to be a beginning. We can't get into the Word of God if we don't begin to study the Word of God. And as God give us revelation, as God open his word unto today, you're going to see that there is a word for you unto today. And that word is for you to be strong. That word for you today is to be bold, to be strong, and to know that the Lord your God is with you. When we look at that 17th verse, it tells us how the high priest came against the people of God. It tells us there that they, the word of God said, they had rose up, and all they that were with him, and which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. And it tells us how they had laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. They laid hands on the men of God, the men of God that God has called to do a work, the men of God that God has ordained to go forth in his name, the men of God that God was using to make a difference in the lives of his people. Are you a man of God? Are you a woman of God? Are you a woman of God, a man of God that God has called to make a difference in the lives of his people? If you are, you need to listen to the word of God today, because God, again, wants you to be bold. He wants you to be strong and to realize that the Lord, your God, is with you. So they laid hands on the apostles, and they put them in common prison, in the common prison. There are times in our lives that when we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, everyone is not going to say hallelujah. Everyone is not going to say amen. Everyone is not going to embrace you. Everyone is not going to say go ahead, preach it. Everyone is not going to come and they hear the word of God. And everyone is not going to be happy as they hear the word of God being spoken through the scripture. So they laid hands on the men of God, and they put them in prison. They were on lockdown. They put them in a place where they usually put men that have committed crimes. So they put them in the common prison. But you know what? You don't have to worry about what man do unto you. But the word of God says, if God be for you, it is more than they that will be against you. I believe that the men of God, that they knew that nothing that the enemy was going to do was going to stop them from doing the will of God. I believe that these men of God was bold in their walk with God. I believe that they were strong. Why? I believe that they were bold and strong because they knew who they were. Most of all, they knew the God that they serve. Sometimes we walk in fear, we walk in doubt, we walk in unbelief. And God do not want us to walk in doubt or fear, unbelief, but he wants us to be bold, he wants us to be strong, he wants us to be courageous, he wants us to go for him as watchmen on the wall. So when they identified these apostles, when they knew who they were, because don't tell me that the world, don't tell me that the devil don't know who you are. Don't tell me that the enemy don't know that you belong to God. So therefore, when they identify you, that you are one of those, you are one of those people that are standing up for the name of Jesus. You are one of those people that are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're one of those people that are preaching the word with boldness. And you are one of those people that are preaching God's word without fear, without doubt, without compromising. They decided that, hey, the message that they have is too powerful, it's too strong. The message that they have is affecting people's lives. So therefore, because of what they're saying gonna cause other people to believe of God's word, to believe on Jesus Christ, to believe on who they are talking about, then we're going to put them in the common prison. We're going to, again, put them on lockdown. We're going to put them behind bars. We're going to stop that conversation. We're going to stop what they are saying, and we're going to put them away. But I say again, if God is for you, if God be for you, it is more. It is more than they that will be against you. I believe there's a time when we got to stand up for the name of Jesus. I believe that there's a time that we got to be strong. We got to be bold. And we got to realize that God is with you. You got to know that God will fight your battle. Because the battle does not belong to you, but the battle belongs to God. So they put the men of God into prison behind bars. But God had a plan for the men of God. He had already set them out. He had already ordained them. He had already commissioned them to go forth. So after they put them on lockdown, God had a special plan for them. The word of God says in that 19th verse of the 5th chapter of Acts, it says, "But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Tell me, in a time of trouble, in a time of tribulation, in a time that you're going through, don't tell me that God will not answer prayer. Don't tell me that God will not move on your behalf. Don't tell me that God will not fight the battle for you. Sometimes you don't know how God is going to take care of the situation, but you don't even have to know how he's going to do or take care of the situation. All you have to know is that he's going to do it. All you need to do is stand in faith and to believe God. For the word of God says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So I believe that the apostles of God, they were walking in faith. They were walking in the power, in the anointing of the Most High God. They were making a difference. You ought to ask yourself today, am I making a difference? Am I speaking a word that's going to upset somebody? No, I'm not going to intentionally try to upset the world, other people that don't want to hear it. I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to speak for the word of God. Don't you know that there have been men? I remember Stephen, how he was speaking, and the enemy, the people that were listening to him, put their hands on their ear. They didn't want to hear. It was too powerful, too strong. They couldn't take it. And later they stoned this man of God to death. But here we see that the Lord sent the angel of the Lord, his angel, by night, and he opened the prison door. The prison doors was locked. They were locked. The men that put them in there thought that, hey, these men not going to get out of here. These men are here to stay. But they didn't even have to really be that much concerned about it because they have done everything that they can do in order to make sure that the apostles was kept in prison. But when the Lord is on your side, when the Lord is in the midst, we see that God would use whatever means that he will in order to rescue you. You ought to shout on that. And you know what? He sent his angel and opened the doors of the prison and brought the apostles out. And he told them to go and stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. He didn't bring them out. God didn't bring them out just to be bringing them out so they can be free. But he brought them out so they can speak the word of God. It can cause others to be free, to free their mind, to free their heart, to cause them not to be no more stressed, oppressed, living in a sinful state. No, he called the apostles. He brought them out. He called them the angel to release them, to unlock those doors so they can go out. They can continue to do what God have called them to do. And the word of God says in that 21st verse, and when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning. I think it's so good to get up early in the morning. Come on, early in the morning. Word of God said it came early in the morning. And they taught, but the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. They didn't know how they was released. They don't know how they got out. All they knew that they wasn't in prison. All they knew that they was not no longer behind bars. So therefore, the word of God tell us that the high priest came and they that were with him and called the council together and all the sinners of the children of Israel sent to the prison to have them brought. And when the officers came and found them not in prison, they returned and told. They was expecting, after they had sent for them, they was expecting to go and to get these prisoners. They were expecting to go and to get the apostles. But they weren't there. They weren't there. So they had to go back and say, they're not there in the prison. Saying the prisoners, surely, they want to make sure that they told them after they found out they weren't there. They want to let them know, hey, put these prisoners on lockdown, in other words. We locked them up. Because they said in that 23rd verse, saying the prison truly found we shut with all safe and the keeper standing without before the door. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Now don't tell me that God will not make a way of escape. Don't tell me that God will not bring us out with a strong hand and a stretched out arm. Don't tell me that God does not have a plan for our lives. Don't tell me that he will leave us and forsake us, because he will not leave us. Neither will he forsake us. And in that 24th verse, and now when the high priest and the captains of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereon this would grow. They didn't want anybody to know what happened. See, they've already heard the men of God preaching the word of God. They've already seen the miracles that God had allowed them to perform. They already seen the bodies that was healed. They've already seen the devil being cast out, the unclean spirits being cast out. So therefore, they didn't want them to get even more evidence of the move of God, of what the apostle was saying. So therefore, that's when the word of God says, these things they doubted of them wherein this will grow. It was going to spread. People going to hear what was going on. Then the word of God said, then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and are teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officer, brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. They didn't want to be stoned, because they knew that the people were probably going to stone them, because what the apostle was preaching was true. It was a way out. You see how the devil many times that want to put you in bondage? Don't you see how many times the enemy don't want you to hear the word of God? Because when you're going to hear the word of God, it's going to bring a change. It's going to be a change. That's why we know that there are many times that people don't want to hear the word of God. Sometimes they don't want the enemy will call them and say, no, I don't want to hear the word of God. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to hear what you got to say, because of the fact that the enemy is not them on the inside. It's the enemy that's working on the inside, because they don't want that person free. They don't want them delivered. They don't want them to be made whole. They don't want them to stay whole. So therefore, they try every means that they can in order to keep people from hearing the word of God. That is why we're living in a day and a time that we're living in, that men are living according to their own righteousness, but not the righteousness of God, which is by faith. That's why we see so much work of the flesh. That's why we see the lying and the cheating. That's why we see unbelief all around us sometimes. Why? Because of the fact that the enemy, which is the devil, don't want the people to get right. And it's a time that we got to get right with God. There's a song that says, get right with God and do it now. Get right with God and he'll show you how. He'll show you how if you want to get right, you want to stay right before him. But there is a spirit of deception in a land that we live in. When we as a people of God, and we are people of America, people that have that know the love of God and have known the love of God, and even our country, on our dollar bills and on our $20 bill and our $100 bill, in God we trust. Is it a deception that the men and women in different this era of life, that they have turned away from God, from the way that God have given us mercy and grace and given us much in this country and other places, and yet people are turning away from God, not to God, but away from God? And that's why the men of God, that's why they had to do what they did. That's why they obeyed God. They understood the tactics of the enemy. They knew what the men in this time, these evil men and wicked men at this time, what they were trying to do to people, and trying to keep them in bondage, trying to keep them from being healed, trying to keep them from being delivered. Did all these things in order to keep them from hearing the word of God. That's why we have to do what we need to do today. There are people today, because the thing about it is, these men were speaking the word of life and truth, and they were teaching in the name of Jesus. But even in this day, and even in this time, we see that they didn't even want them to speak in this name. Why? Listen at this. And in that 27th verse, and when they had brought them, they set them before the council and the high priest and asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you that you shall not teach in this name? And they were talking about the name of Jesus. And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. They weren't having it. They weren't listening to what they were saying. They heard them, but they didn't hear them because they were not afraid to be bold, to be strong, and to realize that the Lord, their God, was with them. So they told them that they rather obey God than man. Oh, how many people do we have today that is so bold, that's so strong, that's going to tell officials that no, we're going to serve God. Yes, we are going to pray. But the word of God says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive the sin, and I will heal the land. How many people are we going to can count the day that's going to stand up for the name of Jesus and proclaim that, yes, I'm going to pray. Yes, I'm going to seek the face of God. Yes, I'm going to tell somebody that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Yes, the word of God said, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who's going to tell them that the word of God said, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in my heart that God is raising from the dead, that they shall be saved? How many people are going to stand up? How many people that are going to speak out for the name of Jesus? How many people that's going to be bold and strong enough in the day that we live in 2014, that's going to still stand up for the name of Jesus? There are people that are giving their lives. Oh, my God. There are people that are being beheaded. They are being antagonized. They're being fun of. They're being ridiculed. They're being put down. Because why? Because of the name of Jesus. There are people are trying to use witchcraft on them. Why? Because of the name of Jesus. Why? Because the word of God. The word is not going to change. But one thing I do know, that even as the word of God that we hearing this morning, it will make a change in our life. Because the word of God says that faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Don't tell me that God will not deliver his people. You know, remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they were put into the fiery furnace. Why? Because they believed God. Why? Because they were standing on God's word. Remember Daniel, how they put him in the lion's den? Was he going to deny God? Was he going to change his mind about what he was saying or what the word said? No. Why? Because he believed God. And that day and that time, it is for us again as people of God to stand on the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God, so that that word can get on the inside of us, that we can be sin-free, that we can walk from sin, from transgression, from wickedness, from evil thinking, from evil thoughts in our heart. So I thank God. Yes, I get excited about the word of God. Why? Because it is exciting. People go to a football game, they put on all the gobs and they put on all the paint and they run up and down and they jump up and down for their team. Oh, yes, I get excited when I hear the Jaguars play and when they make scores, when they make touchdowns and all of this. But it's nothing like putting Jaguars before the Lord God, Jesus Christ. Christ come first. The Bible says, make a joyful noise before the Lord. We can make a joyful noise before him. If we can make a joyful noise and we can shout, jump up and wave and holler and scream for our favor, football team, we ought to be able to be happy, hilarious, holler, praise God, worship God. Why? Because he is God. See, we can't do this if the word of God is not in us now. I understand why people they look at people strange when they do this because they don't have anything on the inside. They don't. But when you can truly be like the apostles and you can speak forth the unadulterated, uncompromising word, and you can tell somebody that Jesus loves you, and you can heal the sick, and you can raise the dead, and whatever those gifts that God put in you that you can do, or whatever God give you, whatever, you know, only you have to tell people about Jesus. You can even give them a testimony about your life and tell them what Jesus did for you. Give them the word of God, because the word of God is what changed our lives. The word of God is what changed me. What the word of God is what changed you. You know, the word brought us out of darkness. Listen, unto this marvelous light. You know, that song says, I'm not the same anymore. I'm not the same anymore. Since Jesus came into my life, I'm not the same, no more the same. So in that 29th verse, we almost finished. Then Peter and the other apostle Anthony said, we ought to obey God rather than man. The God of our father raised up Jesus, whom he slew and hanged on a tree. They were reminded of what they did, their fathers did to Jesus. They continue to say, him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. And we are his witnesses. I'm getting ready to close. Are you a witness for the kingdom of God? The apostle said, we are witness. They had just came out of prison. They had just come out of prison, and they could have put them back in. They could have did anything to them. But they wasn't changing the word of God. They wasn't going to change what they were saying. Somebody get confronted for the truth of the word. They say, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Remember Peter when he first started walking with Jesus? Well, Jesus told him he was going to deny him 3 times. He did. He was walking with it. But yet he didn't have that. The Holy Spirit, he didn't have something to keep him on the inside. He didn't know the real deal, and he did deny him. Hey, we can't backlash Peter, because all of us have done crazy things, and all of us have sinned, and all of us have denied Christ in some way. When we don't live right, we're denying Christ. When we don't talk right, we're denying Christ. So, here in this last verse that we're going to share with you today, and we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, come on, whom God have given to them that will obey him. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Spirit of the Most High God that will lead you and guide you into all truth. The people of God that was in the upper room, they received the Spirit. They received the Holy Ghost. They received God, the Word in them, the Spirit of the Lord in them that would lead and guide them. They were filled with God's Spirit. We need to be filled with the Spirit of God. Sometimes that people have been filled, you know what? They need a double dose of the Holy Ghost. They need a refilling. They need to get before God and go back to the master, to the creator that created them, so that they can stand like the apostles. Come on. I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm trying to tell you the truth. Hey, it's time for trying to make this thing so cute. It's time out for that. Because what we do, and it's not right, it's not cute anymore. And Jesus Christ is soon to come. For the word of God says he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he came that we can have life. Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on, men and women of God. He came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we truly thank you and praise you, and we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do. Thank you, God, for the precious hearers and the doers of your word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask thee this day, God, to let the word of God to be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. Father, I ask thee this day to cause us, even as the message that you have given us, even as the topic that you have given us, to be bold and to be strong. The Lord, your God, is with you. God, thank you for sending that word. Thank you, God, for encouraging your people today to be strong, to be bold, and to be strong, and to know that the Lord, our God, is with us, as even as you were with the apostles. God, you are with us. And God, no matter what we go through, God, because we realize, God, that even as you have suffered in the flesh, God, as your word says, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we're going to suffer. We're going to go through things in our life. We're going to have challenges in our life. God, things will come, but yet we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Thank you for that real assurance. Thanks for assuring us day by day, every time we read the word of God. Thank you for letting us be strong. Thank you, God, for not letting us throw our hands up and give up. But thank you, Father, for giving us your word. God, there's men and women, Father, all over the city, all over the state. God, United States of America, on foreign soil. God, they are at times, God, that they want to give up. But God, don't let them. Thank you, God, for not letting them give up. Thank you, God, for the word going forth, that they could hear the word of God. God, that their lives will be changed. And God, let them know, God, that if you be for them, it is more than they that will be against them. God, we thank you for it even now. God, those that are not saved, I pray even now that you will save them. Father, I pray even now that they confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in their heart that you have raised, that you were raised from the dead. Oh, God, I pray even now, God, that their life will be ever changed. God, I thank you, Father, that they'll no longer be conformed to this world, but they will be transformed by the renewing of their mind through the Spirit. Thank you for it right now. Thank you for healing bodies. Thank you for healing minds. Thank you, Father, for healing the souls of your people. And this we thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor of Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. Please come and visit with us again. Please come that God will give you and that you could hear a word from the